Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my day and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for fullness with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. Say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I've blessed your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times.
Chosen to worship the Lord.
Lord, today. Wes Morgan say, I choose to worship you no matter what you're going through. In every tribulation, every test, every trial, through the sorrow, through the pain, on your good days, on your bad days, how many have decided to worship God? Oh, we bless the Lord on today. We thank him for once again giving us a wonderful opportunity to come on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries and lift up the name of Jesus with each and every one of you. Truly, the psalmist say, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. How many don't know what they'll do without the Lord? If it was not for the Lord, we wouldn't even have the breath to breathe right now. We wouldn't even have the opportunity to even make a phone call to get on this line. Amen. Oh, I bless him today. I don't know about you, but he's been a mighty, mighty good God to me. Hallelujah. He has provided. He has made ways out of no ways. He's been a nurturer. Hallelujah. He's been my strength. The psalmist say, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You got to know where your help comes from. It don't come because of your name being sister so-and-so, a prophetess, a minister, a apostle, a evangelist. It comes from the Lord. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we wouldn't be here today. So we give him glory for what he's doing in our life. We give him glory for what he's already done. And we're giving him glory for what we're expecting him to do on today. And not just today, in this new year, 2013, I don't know about you, but the devil haven't taken anything from me. Hallelujah. Yeah, we sing the song, I'm going in the enemy's camp and take back what he would. Let me tell you something. He hasn't taken anything from you. Hallelujah, because Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. He has the authority. Satan has already been defeated. So therefore, if he is in a defeated status, that means he don't have the power, he don't have the authority to take anything from you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe God's word. All you have to do is stand on his promises. Hallelujah. All you have to do is exercise the faith that you have in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm exercising some faith this year. I'm calling those things that's not as though they are. And to do that, then we have to embark upon a change, a transformation. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, we open up with this scripture. When we began this broadcast, this was our opening scripture, Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We think it's not our reason. It's our reasonable service. That's what God commands us to do. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed. Don't let this world shape you. Huh? Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Take on the mind of Jesus by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I tell you, God is doing some amazing things. I talked with an apostle this morning that wanted to come be a guest on our show. Then I had another conversation with another young lady about to bring one of my favorite bishops out here to California. And I tried to get him this year, but his dates and our dates weren't compatible. Amen. And that's none other than Apostle Bishop Prelate, Bishop Leo Lewis of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. I tell you, I love this man of God. So you all get ready. He'll be out here in California in April. But I'm excited today also because we have a wonderful, special guest with us today. And she's special because all of God's children are special. And when you are doing the work of the ministry, you're in a different class. I mean, you're still a child of God, but you're working and you are being led of the Spirit. It's about souls, people of God. This is what this woman is about on today. So we're not going to take up any more time. We'll get back into our announcements a little bit later in the broadcast. But we want to give this woman of God ample enough time to expound and give us what thus say the Lord. Amen. Our destiny focus, again, is the benefits of fasting and prayer. That's our focus for this week. And I want to just read a little brief bio on this woman of God, and the next voice you will hear will be Minister Prophetess Patricia Spates. Amen. So let me just read a little bit about this woman of God. I tell you, I met her on Facebook, and some people are, oh, you meet people on Facebook. Well, we didn't meet to connect to doing no other stuff. It's about ministry. It's about souls. Amen. And the Lord, the Spirit of God, after I've seen several inspirational posts talking about the Lord, the Spirit said, call this woman. Hey, it almost shy. And when I called her out, spirits connected. I tell you, when you, the Bible say, those that are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And I was led to reach out to this woman of God, hallelujah, to bring her on. And we have some wonderful speakers coming on this broadcast. I'm telling you, you better stay connected. Stay connected to what's true. Stay connected to what's genuine. Stay connected to what's real, because there's some false prophets out here. There's some false antichrist. They already have inserted themselves in the land. So we have to be careful. But let me read this bio about this woman of God, Minister Patricia Spates. She has been prophetically called the Lord's anointed. She continues to be a faithful student to her late husband's revelation knowledge teachings on the art of intercessory prayer. She is an intercessor and spiritual warfare and the overall revelation of who Jesus Christ is to his church. Minister Patricia and Pastor Arturo Spates were married for over 25 years. My God. And have received teachings and training from some of the most anointed revelation knowledge ministries established in the earth today. Prophetess Patricia has been in ministry for over 35 years. She and her husband, who is now home with his Lord since 2004, are founders of several ministries and community outreach programs in California. San Diego for Jesus Prayer Mountain, and the International Church Prayer Mountain International Ministries, the Joseph Foundation, the Joseph Food Bank, the Joseph Kitchen. Together, Pastor and Prophetess Spates wholeheartedly put to practice the covenant word of God, believing and knowing that we are our brother's keeper. She has ministered this truth through numerous fasting and many prayer retreats, conferences, citywide prayer meetings, and has taught in schools of ministry. Also, Minister Patricia was one of the founders of the original prayer phone line ministry 30 years ago. So guess what? The phone line ministry just didn't get enacted yesterday, over 30 years ago. Minister Patricia is now the senior pastor and CEO of San Diego for Jesus Prayer Mountain and the International Church, her nonprofit corporation since 1992. My Lord, this woman has been in it. And the ministry's both she and Pastor Spates founded while he was living. Minister Patricia is known as a true prophetess that has an accurate word from the Lord. For this hour, she prophetically walks and operates in her calling, standing firmly upon the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Look at this woman of God, giving glory to the Lord, to preach the deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's all of our ministry. Mm-hmm. Minister Patricia Space is the founder and president of the Lord's Anointed Woman and Covenant International Ministry, teaching women that there is an order, Lord Jesus, in the kingdom of God. Minister Patricia's mandate from the Holy Spirit is to mobilize an end-time prophetic prayer army called Destiny Protectors. I like that, Destiny. Hallelujah. Destiny Protectors, by equipping and training them, the entire body of Christ, for spiritual warfare, the art of intercessory prayer. Minister Patricia is filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. She teaches the church the principles such as the power of agreement in the light of our redemption, cleansing relationships, mobilizing faith, and covenant commitment to walk in love. Minister Patricia is also a mother in Zion, a friend to families, and a counselor to marriages. She has been a guest speaker for ministries throughout the United States, and she is an ordained minister of the gospel. Prophetess Patricia Space has a vast wealth of knowledge to impart, with 35 years of experience of signs, wonders, encounters, and miracles. She has been called a female Apostle Paul. Your life will be enriched by being in her presence. Truly, she is the Lord's anointed woman in covenant. Amen, amen. We'd like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour. And I'm just so honored. I tell you, I'm humbled and I'm honored to have met this woman of God. God bless you, Minister Faith.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I heard when you guys came on, I heard he's healing me, and I'm going to worship. Glory to God. That's what it's all about, saints. Hallelujah. He's healing us. He sent his word to heal us, hallelujah. But we, even to continue to remain healed, we must become a worshiper. Amen. I love that song. That's one of the theme songs on the Prayer Mountain International Prayer Line. I'm honored, the woman of God, Prophetess Adrian, hallelujah. Bernard, I honor you and your ministry. I'm blessed by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Truly divine connections, amen, hallelujah. On Facebook, hallelujah. You can locate people in their greetings and even through their pictures, praise God. I'm honored, woman of God, that you would have me come today and share, hallelujah, the blessings or the benefits on fasting. Truly, as she gave, Romans 12 is a very powerful scripture to add to our lives. That I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is, I say all the time, my form of worship. Hallelujah. It was just your reasonable service. Why? That we be not conformed to this world, but that we be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. That is so important in this hour. So I'm honored, give honor to her ministry. The woman of God is anointed. Hallelujah. You don't identify by feelings. You identify by the anointing. And just her speech alone, hallelujah, I did goose pimples, chills all over, hallelujah. I was shocked when she was reading my bio. I said, well, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon her as well. And he has sent her as well as sent myself to preach this gospel. Hallelujah. To you all today. It's the good news. Hallelujah. That he's healing us. He sent his word to heal us. And part of healing is fasting. Amen. So she asked me to speak regarding the benefits of fasting. Enough about me, amen. Let's get on about our Lord's business, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. There's a benefit in fasting, hallelujah. That's the theme, you know, a time of reflection. And so fasting is a time that you bring reflection to your own life. And the scripture starts in Isaiah 58, cry out loud, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob, we can say the body of Christ, their sins today. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation, they did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They asked of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Why have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Why were we afflicted of our souls, and they taketh no note? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, to make to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye did in those days, to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen. Listen to the fast. For a man to afflict his soul, it is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Will thou call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? But it is not a fast that I have chosen. I've chosen a fast to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, my, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. It is to deal thy bread to the hungry, to bring the poor and that are cast out into thy house. Y'all know what he's talking about. When thou seest the naked, clothe him, cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I, here am I. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the pointing forth of the fingers, and the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We're already here, Holy Spirit. You're here already upon the woman of God's ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. We step into her anointing and what you've called her to do, along with what is upon my life, your mandate. We set ourselves in covenant agreement that we humble ourselves. Hallelujah. That you are the, hallelujah, Jesus is the living word. We yield ourselves to your instructions and you're speaking through my mouth. Hallelujah. You said, I put my word in thy mouth to be as fire. And I yield myself to that today, Father. Glory to God. That it may reach and touch the lives of every listener on this line. to add to what's already been ministered, hallelujah, over 13 months on this line. Oh, God, hallelujah. Give them ears to hear what your Holy Spirit, Father, is saying to the church. Open the eyes of their understanding. I pray, Father God, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you today be upon me and those that are listening. The eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know you in this hour as never before in the hope of your calling. Oh, how we love you. How we love your word. How I love you. And I thank you for that today. I'm honored, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That scripture is describing the fast that he has called us to. So I'm going to share some things about why the benefits of fasting, but we're going to be what is fasting. You know, this is kind of obsolete in the church today, but Jesus did tell us that when the bridegroom would go away, they would fast often. You know, but while the bridegroom was with us, we would not have to fast. That's what he told his disciples. Many Christians hear the word fasting, and it seems like a shrivel, or they get afraid. It affects their brain in some kind of way. It causes them to quiver and fear when you sometimes mention the word fasting. Well, if that does that to us when we speak about fasting, what do you think it does to demons? Think about it. What do you think it does to demons when you mention about fasting and prayer? Demons know that when you find one dedicated Christian who's determined to start incorporating fasting with prayer, that has that ability through God to stop the rain and to bring the rain. And I thought when I said, Lord, to stop the rain and bring the rain, I like certain movies, so I like Transformer. And so when Transformer came out, they had Tyrese, he was in the military, and when the Decepticons, you know, you hear the word Decepticons, okay, deceptions, okay, hallelujah, was destroying the terror, the cities and things, Tyrese said, bring the rain. Hallelujah. So when you find a Christian that can incorporate in their life fasting with their prayer, and causes the ability through God to have power to stop the rain and to bring natural rain, demons know that God's will on that believer, hallelujah, will cause fire to come down from heaven and move upon and destroy every evil around your life. Them demons know. You see, the demons know more about fasting than we do. This is their opportunity to stop us from entering into knowledge. Amen? We have many reasons why we don't want to fast. With power such as that, demons also realize that if a Christian can work in cooperation with God to do these things, then God will miraculously send, listen to this, will miraculously send money from heaven. Listen, didn't he send manna from heaven? Ooh. If you're in an economical territory that is struggling with finances and you are a believer in God and you begin to fast and pray, I guarantee you, you need an economical breakthrough. You need a financial breakthrough. You will walk out your door and you will find money in your yard. I'm a witness. I'm not talking crazy talk, saints. This is how valuable fasting is to the breakthroughs in our lives. Amen. God can do the impossible things when we fast and pray. He even said when we fast and pray, we do things in secret that he would do what? Reward us openly. With God, all things are possible to us as believers. Amen. So don't have no doubt in our hearts about fasting. Now, there's many ways of fasting. He said of my people, the key to fasting is to humble yourself. Amen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. First of all, you got to know there's something wrong. Amen. He said, I cannot heal until it's revealed. He said, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. I like that. In my Bible, it's highlighted humble. The reason why, because it's easy to focus on the word of prayer. The word prayer, it's easy to focus on that in that passage about prayer. and the possibility, the possible benefits that follow once we pray and seek God's face instead of his hand. But humbling yourselves, amen, it's a progress. It's a progressive act. It's an act of advancing yourself toward God to have a relationship with God. Amen. Our decision must be to allow Jesus Christ, first of all, to become our Lord and Savior. That's the first thing when you humble yourself to God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You do it. Not anybody make you do it. You must do it. Our decision and purpose to walk diligently in obedience to God daily in accordance to the New Testament scriptures is it tells us this is part of our decision-making process when you want to fast and pray. You're coming to some decision that maybe you need to have a closer relationship with God. Fasting will cause that relationship for you to go closer to God. Amen? Also making a decision to seek how, hallelujah, he wants to use you and to help expand the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. See, don't take this as an anointing that is your anointing. Hallelujah. How God anointed, with Luke 6:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost, who goes about doing good and healing all that's been oppressed of the devil. Amen? So it's the anointing. And if she read the bio, hallelujah, that's my mandate. That's hers. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. It's upon us because he's anointed us. And he's anointed you, glory to God. You want to know direction, fasting, your decision to seek God and what he wants to, how he wants to use you to expand the kingdom, being part of her broadcast, a time of reflection, glory to God, and supporting that broadcast, hallelujah, where she's giving out and giving out, hallelujah, glory to God, is also a form of humility and humbling yourselves to help expand the kingdom of God, that this gospel even about fasting and prayer, will go into all the world and be preached, amen, even making disciples after our kind, after the likeness of God, our decision to be made fully available to God on a daily basis. We have to be ready, in season and out of season. This is a daily walk. Amen. It's the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. To what? Oh. He died to the work of his flesh. And fasting will cause that to happen. To die, to live a life of godly righteousness daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Glory to God. The truth about fasting for us today, we combine fasting and prayer. It's not a fad. It's not a novelty, hallelujah, to approach a spiritual discipline, hallelujah. But fasting and prayer, hallelujah, is not even made of a human engineering. It's not a method that you can just put together. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It's not a time to fast and manipulate. You know, there's some negative sides of fasting. In the scriptures, they fasted to kill Paul. Amen. They refused to eat until they destroyed Paul. Well, the revelation, the messenger got that word to Paul. They let him down at night, hallelujah, out of the window, and he escaped. So there's wrong sides of fasting. Witches fast and walk. Don't be afraid of these words. Amen. Do not be afraid. You're in a spiritual warfare. We're spiritual beings. We're in a spiritual warfare. We're dealing with unseen beings, and God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, and hallelujah, they hung, bled, and died and give us power over these powers, and then he didn't leave us alone. The Father did his work in the Old Testament, and he didn't leave us alone. He sent Jesus, and when Jesus finished his work, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, and then when he said he's going to lead you, he's going to guide you, he's going to protect you, hallelujah, he's going to reveal truth to you, glory to God. He's the one that got the power, hallelujah. He's the one that's with the anointing that anoints us. You ain't got to be afraid of no devil. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be afraid of these words, witches and warlocks, and they was in Jesus' day. They was in the Old Testament day. Back in Genesis, hallelujah, even with Moses, you know, if you know the story, if you don't know it, you saw the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. When Moses, they threw down the serpents. Hallelujah. Moses' rod turned to one serpent and destroyed them all. That was divination. You got a divination, a palm reader on every corner today.
Come on. You pray.
Come on. Now, let's be real. Now, y'all threw me into my anointing. Truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about truth in 2013. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best, what you see them psyches up on when you see the palm reader in your territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those are modern day witches.
The modern day witches.
And they in your territory, and they conjuring up demons, and they're fasting and praying. Hallelujah, glory to God. They even have conferences. They meet over like Key West. I heard one big meeting in Key West, thousands of them, 26,000 or more. I was talking about the witch, this witch, yeah, on my class last night, the art of intercession with the Holy Spirit, and we need to teach about the blood, how to plead the blood against, hallelujah. So we was teaching on that. Hallelujah. I shared about the woman of God, the witch that switched, and she, another woman on the line called her name, Irene Parks. I said, I knew her first name. She said, Irene Parks. I said, oh, praise, that's her. That's her. I knew her, met her years ago in San Diego. Well, 26 years, that was years ago, so there's more. They did together, had their conferences too. But don't get afraid, hallelujah. Every time you drive by in your community or in a downtown area, you see a palm reader.
That's right.
It's the truth anyhow. And sometimes they're on two or three corners. But you got to know how you are in Christ. And you got to speak to that spirit. You cast that thing out of that community. You prophesy. I decree they'll be plucked up out of this community. Hallelujah. And what do you think they're doing? Hallelujah. They're releasing psychic prayers over our lives. Hallelujah. Don't be strange. Think of not strange. They're praying against the body of Christ. They're praying against righteousness. Glory to God. That's why fasting is important. I'm bringing it to modern-day language. Hallelujah. It was in Moses' day back in the Old Testament. Glory to God. And it came to the New Testament. Simon the sorcerer. Hallelujah. And the town was so messed up. Yeah, hallelujah. In the book of Acts, there were 50,000 books where they had witchcraft spells. Come on, now. They called it a bonfire. Well, prayer ministry today, God bless them, and I love them, hallelujah. I pray that there's some anointed prayer intercessors, prayer ministries on this line, hallelujah.
Yes.
You make a covenant with God that you will not allow a spirit of divination to come up in your ministry.
Really?
I can prove that in Acts 16:5, the damsel that followed Paul and them to where? The prayer house. They're on their way to prayer. Come on now. Hallelujah. And a damsel, the Bible said, a spirit of divination. What you call it? Divination, fortune telling, and familiar spirits. Operating in 2013. You're still here today. Hallelujah. So don't close down on me because I use the word witches and warlocks. It's time that the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, that you may know what's around you. Hallelujah. That you may be mature enough to know how to deal with your one Christian. You heard what it said, and when you start in applying fasting to your walk as a Christian, the devil gets afraid. The devil begins to be afraid of that Christian that come into the knowledge if they fast and pray together, praying to God's will, hallelujah. The devil becomes afraid, hallelujah, and he'll do all he can to stop that fast. I remember a woman of God in Houston, Texas. We were in when they first built that beautiful area years ago called Missouri City. This has been years ago, hallelujah. We were living there. And so Sister Bell, bless her heart, she smoked cigarettes 3 or 4 packs a day. We went on a fast. Amen. Sister Bell wanted to be delivered from cigarettes. So she went on a fast. We went on a fast with her. Amen. Now listen to this. Nobody knew but my husband and I and a couple of saints and Sister Bell lived next door to us. Well, we went on a fast. And after the 3-day fast, she come knocking on the door. No, the next day, a couple of days later, she come knocking on the door. She said, I got to tell you what just happened. She said, my neighbor, we lived on a cul-de-sac street. She said, my neighbor that lived on this street, she and I for 20 years, never spoke to me, never even waved at me. On the same street now. Her neighbor came to her. This is during the fast. While fasting to be delivered from cigarettes. The neighbor that never spoke to chance to say talk to you, but I noticed that you like smoking. So I'm bringing you these cigarettes. Have you ever been fasting and all of a sudden so your family member come over and say, I baked you a cake? It happened to me. Bake me a cake that I liked. Hallelujah. Didn't tell him I was fasting. So, but the spirits of darkness that know when you're fasting what it's going to do to them, they'll begin to work on you and shift you like they did Peter to see what you got in you to see if they can overthrow that fast. So it's very important that you be trained and equipped, glory to God, that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, amen?
Strongholds.
These are strongholds dealing in your atmosphere, amen? So don't be afraid of the word witches and warlocks. Hallelujah. You got them around you every day. They're sitting up in the church. In Revelation, Jesus told, chapter 1, I think, dealing with the seven churches, he told them, I know where Satan's seat is.
Come on.
He's sitting up in the synagogue. You're the first one in the front row of the church at times. Now, the church ain't bad. The church has got to come into order. The church got to know who they are in Jesus Christ, and that fasting is a weapon just as well as intercession is a weapon. Amen? Guess what? Fasting is one of the most, and prayer will overturn and overdestroy darkness around your life. If you learn to fast and pray and incorporate it with your walk with God in this hour. I don't want to prolong. Let's go into the benefits of fasting. You know there's benefits in fasting? People don't understand fasting. Hallelujah. They hear all these negative reports and people say they fast for two or three days, maybe 7 days. They'll say, I die if I do that, man. I can't go without food. Hallelujah. But that's why the Bible tells us that Jesus told us that man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The problem is you're a three-part being. You're a spirit man made in the image and likeness of God. That's Genesis chapter 1, 26. Hallelujah. And God is a spirit. St. John 4, 24. So if God is a spirit and he made in his image and likeness, then you are a spirit. Also, Genesis tell you that he formed man and woman, made a female, and told them to be fruitful and multiply to the pen of the earth. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. But in the second chapter of Genesis, it said there was no man to till the ground. There was no flower. There was no bird. There was no beast. Well, where were they at? They were in the spirit realm. And then God breathed on them, and that formed man from the ground, made a mist come up, formed man from the ground, and breathed into man his spirit, and man became a living soul. The soulish man is made of the earth, the body. Amen. Man is a spirit. He made in the image and likeness of God. He possesses a soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion, your intellect, and you live in the body. Only way you can rightly divide this is through Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, tells us the word of God is powerful, it's alive, it's quick, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. What is it going to do? It's going to divide between the soul, between your spirit, and your body. Only the word of God can reveal that you are a three-part being. So your spirit is of God. So therefore, there's a spirit world more real than this natural. The soulish man is for the earth. That's why we eat of the earth. You can't take it too low in the ocean or you'll die. You can't take it too high up in the heavens or you'll die. That's why when we die, you go ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The dust of the ground we was formed as a soul will go back, but our spirit, if you're born again, have accepted Jesus Christ, and filled with the Holy Ghost as your Lord and Savior, then you're going to go to heaven. So there's a spiritual world existing more real than this natural. We may not think it's existing, but it's more real. And that's what we're dealing with, unseen forces, demons and devils. How most of all, they've been defeated. For this purpose, Jesus Christ was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. But if you do not know these things, they think that the demonic world thinks we're ignorant. Hallelujah. believe he's the master of our flesh. So this is why this woman of God has got on this broadcast and laboring like she's laboring, hallelujah, because of a time of reflection in your own life and sharing these men and women of God on this line so you can become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, putting on the whole armor of God, because we are in a spiritual warfare. It tells us as new, to endure hardness as a good soldier. Glory to God, but he wants you to become strong in the Lord. Get rooted in his word, hallelujah. No more playing games, church. Hallelujah. The enemy is coming like a flood. Glory to God, is scattered and divided. Why? Because we are lacking knowledge. My people perish with what? Lack of knowledge. So benefit. So the benefits of prayer and fasting brings on a strength. Glory to God upon your life. It opens the eyes of your understanding. If there's any unbelief in your life, glory to God, hallelujah. It'll bring a healing in your life and areas, and your things begin to move. And you'll wonder, hallelujah. Just one day, woman of God, prophetess Adrian, just one day. You do one day of fast. Watch what takes place. One day of decreasing. One day, now maybe I'm Mother Space, Sister Space, Mineral Space, I take medicine. Baby, take that little bite of food with that medication and fast. And in between you get hungry, drink you some juice. I'll get into maybe later on, hallelujah, you can, you know, follow me on Facebook and some juices or whatever, but you can fast, hallelujah. Think about it. Hallelujah. You be more fast. Let me tell you, my mother, bless her heart, she's home with the Lord. My mother was not a big eater, tiny little lady. And every day of her life, she would drink a cup of coffee and some bread and toast. And every now and then, she may eat an egg. But she said, Mama don't eat much at all. You know, my mama just don't have an appetite. I said, Mom. I called her my dear. I said, my dear, call it a fast. I said, call it a fast. I said, call, tell the Lord you're going to fast today. And I tell you, she did what I said. She said, baby, you know, I told the Lord I'm going to fast today. She said, I've been eating up everything in the house. You see the warfare? Long as she wasn't calling it a fast, she didn't have an appetite. She didn't have an appetite. Why? Because Satan is the master of our flesh. He's a puppet master. Let me tell you, he knows why. Because we served him before we walked with God. We served him. We yielded our members to him. So what he got? That's why he told Simon Peter, Satan, come to sift thee as wheat. He will sift you what I got in her, what I got in him, even in us leaders, that I can pull them back. I can make them stumble. I can create temptation. I can cause these things to not run toward God. So he'll sift us. If it's an old boyfriend, honey, hallelujah, he sure will start calling. Hallelujah. You can tell me, I'm going to let this go, and all of a sudden, for the boyfriend that really turns you on start calling. Come on. Hallelujah. Or a desire may come up. Hallelujah. When you create, because why? Because Satan has sifted, and he has a portfolio of your past.
Come on.
You know, in a portfolio, you go back and got your pictures. Of your past when you was a child, and when you grew up, every year they got pictures. Well, Satan has a portfolio of my past and your past. These leaders on this line, they come on, hallelujah. And only way they're blotted out is that because we're walking in righteousness, we refuse to go back. We refuse, hallelujah, when Satan cometh, he'll have nothing in us. Amen? That's what fasting does. The scriptural, biblical scriptures teach us that's about fasting and prayer. The Bible has a great deal to say about fasting, including we're commanded to fast and pray. What did he say? The bridegroom is with us, but when he goes, we'll have to fast often. Amen. In order to get through some of this stuff today, you got to fast. What greater time? Let me tell you something, saints. There's an anointing right now in the year 2013. Hallelujah, for the body of Christ, everybody's fasting. Jump on into that fast. Leaders are fasting. Churches are fasting. Ministries are fasting. You can set yourself in covenant agreement with those anointed fastings. You can ask the Holy Ghost, it's my will to fast. Now, remember, you're taking medicine, take your medicine. Eat a little food, hallelujah. And then after that, drink juices of water. If you get thirsty, fruit. If you're decreasing, amen, that he can increase. Jump into this anointing. There is anointing on the earth right now for the body of Christ to yield their members to the anointing of fasting. You have to ask, Lord, anoint me to fast. It has to be your desire, your will. Your word denotes your will. Why you think, hallelujah, he tells us we have what we say. We must say to God, it's my will. He's not going to usurp your will. Now, Satan does that. That's witchcraft. He said, whosoever will, let him come. So you have to say, Lord, it's my will. I see there's some areas of my life, and I need to be corrected. I don't know all about it, but I know your word tells me if I fast. This kind goeth out but by fasting and prayer. What kind? Whatever's blocking you, whatever. You be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your own walk. You're not doing it to be have a great title, or, like I said, you know, be seen or manipulating somebody. No, you're fasting because you love God and you're desperate. Hallelujah! You want something from Him. You be like that woman with the issue of blood. She wasn't even supposed to be in the public, but she said, "If I can get to Him, hallelujah! If I can just touch the hem of His garment." You know what she was saying? She was down low. She was on the ground, baby. Honestly, I used to sew. Hallelujah. I'm not such a great singer, but I can sew. I know where the hymn is. Hallelujah. That's down low. Hallelujah. She was on down low. And if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She was desperate enough to press through that crowd. She was called unclean. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Desperate when it comes to fasting and praying. I got to have you, Lord. Glory to God. I got to have this move in my life. These things are not right in my life. Something's out of order in my life, Father. I need that anointing that you left in the earth. And Jesus said, when we go away, we will fast. I'm asking you to anoint me to fast in this 2013. Glory to God. There's not fast without food. There's a Daniel fast. But Daniel went on 21 days on lentils, bean soup. You can make soup, hallelujah, just to sustain him from all the sugars and all the goodies that we like. Amen. I'm guilty, hallelujah. You're not fasting to lose weight. Come on now. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're fasting to get spiritual strength. Glory to God, to have your inner man, feeding your inner man, because man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of your mouth. You say to come, he's coming for the word. Read the word of Mark. He tells you all the examples in Matthew and the gospel. The sower soweth the word, and immediately Satan comes for the word which is sown. He's coming after this word today. He's been coming after the word on this broadcast for 13 months. He's been trying to come against you. Say, oh, I'm going to see. Yeah, she's giving his word, but let's see what we got in them. And someone tell you, oh, I'm going to draw back. Some of them drew back. Some of them don't want to come on no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the enemy came in to steal that word, that revelation that the woman of God for 13 months and other men of God will come on this line. He's coming for the word. He want to put stumbling blocks and use the work of your own flesh.
Glory to God.
Use the work of your own flesh. Come on, you know what the flesh is? Read Galatians chapter 5, starting around verse 13. It talks about the manifestations of the flesh is these. Read it. It's going to talk about adultery, fornication, drunkenness, whoring, partying, lying, scheming, cheating, whatever your flesh is, how the divisions, hallelujah, all this stuff, read it. Hallelujah. It's the work of our flesh. Well, what is our flesh? Your soul. Remember I told about the soul? With Jesus, man is a spirit, possesses a soul. He lives in the body. The soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's why the woman of God, what she said, she started out Romans 12:1. And in there it says, I beseech thee, brother, and she quoted, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. And it goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. We'll transform our mind to anything we want. We'll transform our minds to take an education, to get a good degree. But why not allow the transform of the word to transfer, to receive and grab the word to save our souls, to cleanse us from all? Do you know the word cleanses? In St. John 15, verse 1 through 7 and 8 says somewhere in there, now are you cleansed through the word which I've spoken.
Go ahead. Yes.
Now are you cleansed. Don't come up on the line if you don't want to be cleansed. Come on, don't you clean your laundry when it's dirty? Don't you clean your laundry? I always say there's a gentle cycle for some. There's a delicate cycle. Gentle cycle. There's a regular cycle. And then there's a heavy duty cycle.
Come on, come on.
Come on now. What cycle do you have to be put in? Hallelujah. Come on, let's get cleansed by fasting and prayer. If you need to know more about fasting, connect with the woman of God. Hallelujah. And if you want to connect, follow me on Facebook, if that's all right, woman of God. Hallelujah. We follow us together because we're co-workers together. We're going to do some great things in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. We right up the road from one another. That's so good. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. We right up the road from each other. Hallelujah. Yeah. We'll do some things together to bring you all together. Amen. And her team and my team coming together to get us all cleansed. Now listen to this. We're not telling you something that we don't do ourselves.
Amen.
We're teaching you these things because we are doing it ourselves. We live this way every day of our life. It's not hard. You know what it is? It's a quality decision. It's a quality decision that listen, you heard the man's song, that's my man, hallelujah. He said, I made up my mind.
Yay.
You got to have a made up mind.
Come on.
Let's do a shift in the mind. We're going to pray for the shift in the mind, the shift toward the mind of God. You got to have him.
Yeah.
So you won't walk in the defeat. Aren't you tired? You know what? I got tired of repeated cycles. Repeated situations coming around and around every year. The same situation happened. Watch, if you pay attention, listen, hearken diligently, pay attention, cycles. I got tired of missing my season.
Come on
now. Because there's something operating in my flesh that every time, you're going to receive blessings, but you're going to be persecuted. And when those persecutions come, you're going to have to be rooted enough not to be shaken or move off of that stand. You know, they're coming. They're coming to take the word. They're coming to try. Even this word today, they're coming. The word tomorrow, the speech over here, they're coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you want to be with Satan, you want to have a foundation enough to know you made up. I have made up mine. To say, no, I'm not going there again. No way, devil. Let me tell you some women of God on this line and men of God. Okay, we women, we can be some brazen. The Bible says it's better to be on the rooftop with a brazen woman. Amen. So that means we know how to fuss real good. Huh?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Let's be real in our flesh. We know how to fuss real good, brazen. But why don't you turn that fuss against the devil?
All right.
Why don't you get mad and say, I'm sick of you coming up in here messing with my family. I'm sick of you oppressing me, lying to me. Listen, the message last night, plead the blood of Jesus against that spirit. Plead the blood of, if you don't know what I know, plead the blood of, you know that the blood will prevail.
Plead
the blood of Jesus over your mind. When you feel those born desires or whatever anger, whatever it may be, start pleading the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood against you, anger. Have you ever been sitting there and all of a sudden a bad spirit just come upon you? You get to thinking wrong and anger and all of a sudden that's in the atmosphere. You start pleading the blood. Don't lay there. Have you ever perceived a headache? truth.
Yes.
Have you? And come on, we know when a cold is coming.
Yes.
Come on now, we go buy the jam and we go get NyQuil, DayQuil. Hmm. Get a cold medicine because it's cold season. So we accepting that cold. No, have you ever had something hit your throat? Hallelujah, like something going in your throat, and the next day your throat is sore.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what I'm saying. You got to rise up and say, not him. Every virus and every germ that touches my, I am the body of Christ. Satan, you have no power over me. And every virus and germ that touches my body dies instantly. You got to speak to that thing the moment you feel it. Tell that headache, uh-uh. You don't live here anymore. You can't come upon me. Let me tell you, my daughter Hannah, bless her heart. Hallelujah. She was always busy in high school. She in college today, getting her degrees. Our kids are in college, bless her heart. But hallelujah, she used to come home every day from high school with a headache. Every day, come home with a headache. Well, one day, Mother Space was riding down the past the school, coming to our home. Hallelujah. And a headache hit me right there where the kids coming, cars are coming out of the parking lot, kids are crossing the street, and a headache hit me. You know what I said to that headache? I said, oh, there you are. You're the one been getting on Hannah.
All right.
It's in the atmosphere. Because the powers of the air, unseen spirits, forces of darkness. Hallelujah. If God would show you what was around you, you would run to the church and never go back.
My.
But he's good enough to allow you to make the choice. And I'm not going to be deceived. I'm going to find out more about the benefits of fasting. I'm going to yield my members. It's my will to do these things, Father. Let me tell you what some of the benefits of fasting is going to do when you keep your body from eating food. Now, remember, if you're on medication, let me tell you something. Fasting will heal you from that sickness.
Yes,
baby, fasting will deliver you from high blood pressure, low blood pressure, kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, lungs failure. You better hear what I'm telling you. You'll be a price to pay is to present your body. But you know the world believe in detoxing their body.
Yeah.
They believe in detoxing their body. You can go to the health food store and find every kind of detox for your body, for every member of your body.
Yeah.
It's detoxing your body from toxins. And these toxins, by medical terms, have made us sick. Because of lack of knowledge, we do perish. We're detoxing our bodies. And we got to learn to live to detox your body. Ain't nothing wrong with stop eating. I tell you, my problem is I love to eat on the weekend. God forgive me. The weekend, my day of rest, so I'll eat junk. You know, either we go to picnics or whatever. We was kids and have Sunday, the big Sunday dinner. You know, hallelujah. I had to stop all that. I learned, hallelujah, stop eating the chips on the weekend. Stop popping all the popcorn. My daughter, bless her heart, she said, Mom, I know popcorn with nothing on it is heavy, but it's carbs. I said, what's a carb? What's a carb? I like eating stuff, so I had to learn to detox. Now I find myself not eating any carbs hardly at all. I eat wrap sandwich. If I eat meat, it's going to be with a wrap, like lettuce wraps. So what I'm doing, I'm presenting my body. I'm decreasing from all the wrong things I used to eat. Ain't nothing wrong with eating bread. It's just you have to balance it. But I had a problem with bread. I was raised with a mother that knew how to cook, baby, and I loved bread. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love bread, okay? Hallelujah. So I had to come to some senses. So detoxing, you can buy detox tea, and you can begin to little by little, step by step. Don't jump in it all at once if you never fasted before. And also what happens when you fast, you're going to get a headache. Your flesh going to give you a headache. It's going to be mad. And somebody going to argue in the house around you. Next thing you know, you're going to the refrigerator. Come on. We have to be sensitive and understand the benefits of fasting and how to resist our own flesh. One day at a time, though. What is the benefits of fasting? And we're finished. Fasting is without food. Fasting is going to help subject your own body to your spirit. Remember your three-part being. That your spirit will lead you and not your flesh. Fasting is disciplining the body, the mind, and the spirit. Let me give you the scriptures. Fasting helps subject, bring your body to subjection to your spirit man. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Fasting is disciplining the body, mind, and spirit. That's Proverbs 25:8. Fasting is subordinating our own flesh desires. Come on. Oh, yes, to the spirit desires. That's Galatians. Remember I told you Galatians 5:17. If you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So fasting will allow that. Come on now. Fasting helps set the priorities and the priorities in your own life. If you just try one day and see what happens. Don't go 2 days. I advise maybe start out with one. If you get 2, 3, watch. Then eventually, because you need to clean your body. If you've been eating wrong, heavy heat eater, you know, we eat, all of us eat wrong. Especially African-American people, we eat good food. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. But as we get older, we understand it. You know, even young people need to recognize it. And so just begin, well, I'm not going to eat this today. I'm going to eat soups today. I'm going to eat, we call it eating light. You know, I saw a woman of God eat nothing but salads for 21 days. And let me tell you what, the sister Elaine, bless her heart, a friend of mine in San Diego, California, she was a Hispanic hairdresser. Me and her and Brother George, we all grew the kids together. And Elaine, we come to the prayer mountain, our real mountain in San Diego, hallelujah, born a high mountain. She come, and Elaine was fasting for 21 days. Elaine sat there, and she ate that lettuce, that nothing but salad, no meats in it. She ate that salad, hallelujah, for 21 days because she wanted to open her own, I feel the compassion about it. Hallelujah. She wanted to open her hair shop because she was a dynamic hairdresser. Do you know after Elaine did that 21-day fast, $10,000 was given to her, the building was given to her, and she opened up her shop, and she's still in business today?
Look at God.
It's just fasting. And I saw her today. I told her, eat nothing but salad. She said, I'm eating nothing but salad and water. That's like a Daniel fast. He ate nothing but lentils. You can go buy lentil soup and make lentil soup. Or you can just, hallelujah, go on soups and vegetables. There's nothing. You can make your own soup. You get you some chicken broth, do on, hallelujah, and put your vegetables in it. Hallelujah. If you want cabbage or whatever, what you're doing, you're presenting your body to God as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Holy and acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep yourself food around. If you get a hunger craving, throw some food. God honors whatever you decrease in your life. He honors it. So fasting also helps set those priorities in our lives when we are off in the way. Fasting will set priorities in our lives. I have to do it myself. Hallelujah. Fasting is moaning after God. Seeking his face and not his hand, because I'm telling you, he got a plan. And has he always blessed you? Haven't he met your every need? Come on. So it ain't the money situation, but what do you hinder? So now we need to look into fasting. Amen. Stop fasting, seeking his hand. Seek his face. Amen. And we watch the rewards, okay? And the other benefits is to honor God. But let me give you those scriptures regarding priority. That's Matthew 6:33. What is that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And all is righteous.
Come on now. Hallelujah. That's the first priority. The lonely after God is Psalm 63:1-2. To honor God, Matthew 6:16-18. Luke 2:37, and there's many scriptures on that one. Honor God. To humble yourself, 2 Corinthians, we know about 2 Corinthians 7:14. Also Psalm 35:13 tells us. Guess what? Discerning healing. You can get healed from that disease or that discomfort. Dis-ease, separate disease, figure it up in syllables. It's a dis-ease, a discomfort. That's 2 Corinthians 11:30, James 5:13-18, Isaiah 59:1-2. Deliver us from bondage. Remember I told you that the vow smoked those cigarettes? That woman came and offered her 3 cartons of cigarettes. because she was being set free from cigarettes. So Satan thought he had something still in her and ruled the neighbor that hadn't spoke to her in 20 years to come bring her a gift of cigarettes. Deliver us from bondage, loose the bands of wickedness. Isaiah, we just read that 58 and 6. You want revelation, your insight? You want to know God's vision? Hallelujah. That's what fasting will do, as it did with Daniel. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 9 and 3. Daniel chapter verse 20 and 21. Daniel chapter 10 and 2. Hallelujah. 10:2 and on and on. Many of them. It causes revival. How do you think some of the great revivals have taken place? This is what is going on this line. Hallelujah. On new destiny ministries here with Prophetess Adrian. Hallelujah. Lord, a revival is taking place. Lives are being changed. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A revival. Will God not revive us again? Amen. Ah, hallelujah. God. That's what's happening on this line. Glory to God. And now I done teamed up with her and others that say, I'm committed, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know what he's anointed. Now I'm a prayer covering. And we're going to be praying for her. Y'all pray for her. Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. You know, she's been fed to good for 13 months. Now, y'all remember her. Hallelujah. Labor's worthy of the high. Bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. If you don't have nothing financial to pray, to bless her, pray for her. Cover her, Lord. Yes, cover her in the blood. You send the blood over her ministry, God. Keep her protected. Keep her safe. If you can fast for her, do a day of fast for her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I advise nobody don't jump up in ministry. You ain't sent to do it. Hallelujah. You got to be ordained and anointed and appointed, not just called, but chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sons of Sceva, her seven boys went into that territory. God didn't send them. I tell you, the devil know. What did he tell those seven sons? They were trying to cast out the demon, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus who Paul preached.
Oh.
And one man spoke to them and said, wait a minute. See, the devil know you. He said, wait a minute. I know Paul.
Yes.
I know Adrian Bernard and Minister Spates. But who are you? I know Paul and I know Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh. See, the devil know you, baby. He know you. Hallelujah. Does he know what he got in you from your flesh, from your portfolio, of your past?
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why you got to get a new portfolio and click on Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Have the image of Jesus up there every time he finds. Look for you. He see Jesus. He see love.
Jesus.
He see fasting. He see forgiveness. He see you're no longer resisting. You no longer can hurt anymore. Hallelujah. Because you're walking in who you are in Christ Jesus. That's what fasting will do. Will bring you to that level. How fasting bring in repentance. Personal failures. Repent, church. Repent. 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 Hallelujah. Regardless of sorrow with repentance. I repent every day. I don't even go to prayer without Father forgive me. My own children and their children, when I talk to them and pray, they know Father forgive us for every sin, every word, every deed. We don't even try to pray without repenting and asking to cleanse us because we don't know, knowingly or unknowingly. Maybe we thought wrong, said wrong. Maybe there's some odd in our heart. Maybe there's some unforgiveness, a sister or brother. Hallelujah. We don't know, so get naked before God and say, Father, I come to the throne. You said, if I confess my sins, knowingly, unknowingly, Father, forgive me. Use Psalm 51 as a cleansing prayer over your life. Father, repent. Now, stop trying to pray and you're mad at a sister. You're jealous, hallelujah, mad at a minister, hallelujah. Think somebody owe you something. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to get up and walk in victory. You owe God to become a doer of the word of God. He paid the price. Hallelujah. He laid down his life. He hung blood and died on Calvary. Glory to God that you can become an overcomer. You got the overcoming anointing. You got the overcoming power. You got the overcoming of the word. Now let's become doers of the word and not just hearers only. Let's repent. That's part of fasting. Hallelujah. People don't want to be truthful with themselves. I don't play with, when I say play with myself, I don't play games with myself. I'm honest. Hallelujah. That's why I could discern and I'm honest. Lord, is this me? Hallelujah. Lord, I'm offended at this sister. I check myself or this brother. Hallelujah. Repent so your Father can forgive you. Fasting is a cure for unbelief. Amen. Fasting brings secret rewards openly to you. Fasting calls you to be diligent in your walk with God. I've just about finished. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the importance of fasting and benefits. Benefits before, beyond your wildest dreams. Didn't I tell you the woman of God fasted? Why you think ministry is going to fasting? Jesus fasted 40 days in his ministry. Moses fasted. This is for certain ministries of 40 days. If God called, excuse me, you all, if God called you to a 40-day fast, then you do that. If he called you to the one-day fast, do that. Check it out. If he called you to a 12-hour to 12-hour fast, start out small. 3 hours, maybe 6 hours, 6 a.m. in the morning to 6 in the evening. Get one meal a day, I see, like Sister Elaine did. One meal a day on nothing but vegetables, salads. And that $10,000 was given to her to open her hair salon. Amen. Listen, every person needs a breakthrough. In some area of our lives, let not deceive ourselves. Every one of us on this line, leaders listening all, hallelujah, we need a breakthrough, hallelujah, breakthrough in our area of our lives. And I'm no exception from it. We need a breakthrough at all times. It may be a breakthrough in understanding of the situation that you need clarity about. A breakthrough answers to a problem that you're going through, materialistic breakthroughs, maybe a breakthrough in ideas, a breakthrough in insights, through finances. You need a breakthrough in your, everybody need a financial breakthrough. A breakthrough in your health. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And if you have any need in your life, you need a breakthrough from God to meet that need. Let me tell you, fasting and prayer breaks the yoke of bondage and bring about a release to our God's presence and his power and provision. That's why the devil don't want you to fast. The breakthrough that you need in your life is a sense of God's direction, not only for today, but even tomorrow. I need to know tomorrow's plan for our lives. He got a plan for tomorrow. Hallelujah. So God's purpose on earth. I strongly encourage you, body of Christ, to begin to seek God in prayer and add fasting. I strongly encourage you in this time.
Hallelujah.
I strongly encourage you, push the plate back. Begin to detox. You know, you got all these toxins in your body. That's why you got headaches. Hallelujah. And some issues in your own flesh. Hallelujah. Detoxing. But you can do natural things. You can buy fresh ginger and juice on vegetables. I juice a lot. Let me tell you, I just have to tell you a testimony. I started juicing on vegetables, and I'm a little overweight. I need to lose weight, and I'm working on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll be 59. To God be the glory this month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I start juicing because vegetables, I would get cabbage and beets and carrots and cilantro. And I love ginger, man. I got hooked on ginger, fresh ginger. Mix that ginger in there, put an apple or a carrot already in there, celery, just a lot of greens, and red cabbage and beets and turnips. And, man, I juiced up a big old container of it. And I've been drinking it, and I went to the doctor. They checked all my insides, you know, get a physical help for my heart, my bladder, and my kidneys, and especially my arteries, you know, no clotting, my arteries. And the doctor gave me this report. He said, I'm amazed. I'm excited. I saw this big smile on his face. He said, let me tell you, I don't know what you're doing, but you keep doing it. He said, your insides are younger than mine. He's 30 years old. He said, there's no blockage, there's no clotting, there's no calcium in your valves and your arteries and your veins. He said, hallelujah, you're like a 20-year-old woman on the inside. Man, I hollered a hallelujah in the office. You know what that came from? He cleaning my system. Just vegetable juices, drinking that juice, just I don't do fruits because it gets a lot of sugar. But that vegetable, I love vegetables. So I juice them and I eat them, hallelujah. And I eat them crunchy. But that ginger and that cilantro and that celery, hallelujah. I found out that ginger cleans your blood.
Mm.
Come on now. Hallelujah. So you can detox that way. You can buy teas to detox your body little by little so, you know, hallelujah, that you can begin to cleanse yourself to be fasting. Because sometimes you jump into a fast and you're not fasting in years, man, you'll be struggling in the next 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you have to also be around a quiet place. Make up your mind that you're going to incorporate fasting. I advise everyone to learn more about fasting. Get books on fast. And most of all, tell the Holy Spirit it's your will to fast.
Amen.
Help
Amen.
Me fast. And God will do that. Now, Father, I pray the blessing of the word over this Amen. Word today. I pray that your people, eyes of the understanding, would be enlightened. I pray that it is added to the ministry of a new destiny. Hallelujah. With Prophetess Adrian Bernard, I pray, Father, strength upon them. I pray the truth of fasting and prayer will come alive to them in the Arkadosha Maroka. In 2013, I plead the blood of Jesus over each ear that's listening tonight, today. I plead it may be evening in some places. I plead the blood of Jesus over their life. I plead the blood. We plead the blood. The woman of God and I and her staff, we're in agreement. We plead the blood of Jesus against every demonic force that's operating, seen or unseen, every hindrance that's come against them by the power of the blood of the Lamb that's listening to the sound of my voice. We plead the blood against you right now. Loose God's people and let them go. Aren't not God's people, hallelujah, the children of Abraham, be loosed from lies, from oppression, from heaviness and despair, from hindrances seen and unseen. We apply the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, Father, over their body, for Jesus' body paid the price that we become the body of Christ, and we are redeemed from the curses of the law, and we thank you for our life being clean in the eyes of our understanding through your word, cleansing our life that we may be doers of the word, that we may operate as Jesus operated in the earth with signs and wonders following, and we give you the glory. Now continue to bless the women of God. Continue to pour out your anointing of her ministry. Increase in her life. I plead the blood over her mind, over her body, over her home, over her staff. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. We've been redeemed. She's been redeemed. Hallelujah, by the blood. This is not the work of her. It's the work of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, release the angelic host right now. All around her, all around those and listening on this line, in every territory, God, let them begin to hearken. Hallelujah. You said the angels of the Lord are kept around about us because we fear God and bring deliverance and chase every enemy. That testimony comes forth for the glory of God, that they hearken to the voice of your word, and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Back into your hands, women of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I tell you, this message is available again for those of you that have friends and family members and some of you all that have embarked upon this 21-day fast. If you missed anything on this message, go back into the archive. I tell you, this woman has spoke on the prophetic, under the anointing, under the authority and the power that have been vested in her through Jesus Christ our Lord. I tell you, my soul is rejoicing on today. You know, we started our Minister Stage Sunday on this 21-day fast, and I don't know everybody that's fasting, but I know this is the fourth day in this fast. And many of the things you spoke of has been happening in my spirit and in my physical body. I tell you, I have no strength. Even my vision have become clearer where I don't this woman of God has spoken on this line, if we will implement it and apply it in our lives, we will see the manifestation of God in this fast. And as we're praying, see, you just can't fast and not be in touch with God. That's what fasting is for. It's to get you back in the right relationship, in the right standing with God. Get off the telephone. I told somebody today, begin to start telling me a story. I say, sister, I don't mean no harm, but I can't receive this in my spirit today. Whatever, don't give me no details. I don't need the details. If you want prayer, just tell me what it is. Don't give me the details.
Hey.
I don't need to hear about who shot John and which way he went to the hospital. I don't need that. Just give me what you need, and I can begin to intercede and go to God for you in prayer. That's it. We don't need to be doing a lot of talking during this fast. We need to be talking to Jesus. We need to be reading this word. I said set aside an hour to read your word. Set aside some private time. Find your room in your home where you can close the door. Ah, hallelujah, you can commune with God. It's time for the saints to get busy because 2013, hallelujah, it's going to bring some challenges in our lives. And if you ain't praying it up, if you ain't fast it up, like they say, if you pray, you'll stay. And if you fast, you'll last. We have had about 17 or 18 callers drifting in and off the line on today, I tell you. And I'm going to open up the line first to Sister Pettis. She and I was talking this morning, and I want you all to get ready for Bishop Leo Lewis coming out here in April. And she's a member of the Link Dr. Bostic Church. And you know she was a powerful woman of God, and the ministry is still going forward. So we want to support this ministry. We want to support Sister Pettis, and we want to be ready when Bishop Leo Lewis come here to California. God is doing something. I met this woman of God on Facebook, going back to prophetess and minister. And I tell you, when I heard her voice, hallelujah, I knew it was a divine connection. And today alone, I talked with another bishop this morning. He's going to be on the line. So we're scheduling some people that you all have never heard of, you don't know of, but God said in his word that I have people that's not of this fold. He said, I have some that ain't even bowed down. Some haven't even uttered the word Baal. So guess what? God has people that you know not of, but you better try the spirit and know that they are of God. I tell you, God is doing something. All we have to do is get busy doing the work of the Lord. Don't get jealous, because guess what?
Hey.
They have enough souls out there.
Hey, come on.
Every day, God has some souls out there that need to hear this word. He has some souls out there that need to know that Jesus is still in the standing business.
Yes, I thank
God for Evangelist Cummins and Evangelist Priscilla. I thank God for First Lady Carol was on the line with us. I see so many callers on this line today, so give me a moment, and I'm going to try to open up the lines and give you a word to say. We had about 7 or 8 people in the chat room. I thank God for Sister Rain Allen, who is a worker along with Minister Spates. I thank God for her tuning into the chat room today.
Amen.
And also we have about 4 or 5 other guests that was in the chat room today. Thank God for guests 4476, 4513, and 4530, and also 40, another 40-something. I didn't write it down. I try to write all this stuff down and stay in tune with the word. But we thank God for you all today. We still have a little more time. We won't be on live, But all of this message, everything that you say, it will be live in the recording if you go back on the archives. So we like to greet our sister Sherry Pettis right now, and she's in Menlo, California. I tell you, the Lord is doing something in California. You know,
yes.
Folks don't like to come to California. They like to come in the winter when it's really summer here. You know, they think we ain't got nobody here over here in California or North. I tell you, God got some women and men in California that's doing the work of the ministry.
Amen.
They're in the business. So we're going to connect, and I can't wait to meet all these women of God. I tell you, my heart is happy today. God is happy today, and God is happy with this message that we heard on today, and I'm looking for some great things. I don't know about you. I'm looking for some great things. I'm not looking for no cars. I'm not looking for no land. I'm not looking for no jewelry. I'm looking for some souls. I'm interested in telling people about the goodness of Jesus. All this other stuff has already been promised to me. So all I got to do is walk in his word, and the things are already attached to you. It's all that David said, surely goodness and mercy.
Mercy, come on.
Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the day. What is goodness and mercy? Whatever you want it to be to you.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
What are you seeking God for? The woman of God told us about the cycle on the washing machine, and I like that. He said, there are several cycles. What cycle will you choose to be? Hallelujah. Do you want to be a prayer warrior? Do you want to be a woman that is pursuing your destiny? Do you want to be a man of God, a mighty man of valor? What are you seeking God for? Hallelujah. After I come off this 21-day fast, I'm expecting some miracles. I'm expecting more people to be on this line. I'm expecting more souls to go in the chat room. I'm expecting more people to visit in the archives. In 13 months, Evangelist Minister Providence Faith, over 24,000 listeners have tuned into this broadcast.
We're doing something.
We're impacting souls. We're not only talking about what kind of dress you want to church Sunday and what kind of hairstyle you want. It ain't important, baby. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is interested in souls. So let me go to Sister Pettis. God bless you, Sister Pettis.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I enjoyed the service. I enjoyed the woman of God teaching on fasting and prayer. I was sitting here, and many things that she was saying were just some things that God had been dealing, confirming. Territorial demons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God for enlightening and bringing that out, you know, over the airways and what have you. And I thank God Bishop Leo Lewis is going to be in Menlo Park, California. And I thank God he's going to be coming this way in April, Lord's will. If the Lord say the same, he'll be here April the 11th through the 14th. And we want to invite whoever soever will that you would come and fellowship with us here at the Mount Olivet Church of God where Bishop Stephen Box Sr. is now our pastor.
Amen.
His mother preceded him, and she was the founder of the church. And now he is our pastor. Her oldest, eldest son is taking us to the next level, to our next dimension of where we're going in kingdom. So I really appreciate this time that the woman of God has given me. And I ask to desire the prayers of the saints. Remember us down here in Menlo Park, California. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Phone's on mute because I have everybody's line open, and I want to get to the 12 callers that's still on the line. So mute your phone until I call your phone numbers. I don't have everybody's names. I'm calling the phone numbers that are foreign to me. And those of you that are regular callers and listeners, I'll get to you after we acknowledge our visitors, okay? Amen. We're going to go to 707, your area code, and the last four of your numbers is 1466. Are you on the line? Area code 707. The last four of your numbers is 1466.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
We are not preaching.
This is part of the Destiny's Protectors. And I'm just so excited. And we're enriched almost every day by this ministry of this anointed lady of God, and I am just so blessed. One thing that struck me, reminded me that she brought out was Satan knowing our profile, having our past, that even though we believe and we know that we have overcome, he will constantly, through anybody, bring up or recall in some form or fashion that old profile. And
come
you
on.
Know that old things have passed away. But
yes.
We do have to be on guard at all times, vigilant, as the Lord says. And I'm just so blessed. And I'm very, very, very thankful for this inspiring message today. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless.
We welcome all the women of God and the men of God that are working with Minister Tate, the co-laborers with her. And we certainly thank you for tuning in today. Don't let it be your last time. Because guess what? When I connect with anointed, genuine, true men and women of God, they are in my life forever. You know, these phones, you know, they're seasonal. Some people come into your life as seasonal people. You know, when their season is up, hey, it's over. And I'll be glad when some of them season's up. But I tell you, I am connected with this woman of God, and I just feel like I've been knowing her all my life because of her realness, because of her love for the Lord. So we welcome all of our first-time visitors on today. We're going to go to area code 512, and the last four of your numbers, 1840. Please mute your phones where we can hear our callers. Please mute your phones. All of your lines are open by the switchboard. I open everybody's line. So don't put your phone on mute until I call your name or call your number.
Yes.
Number 1840.
Yes. Hi, how are you? This is Minister Spates' eldest daughter. Bless God. My name is Faithful, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Wow, thank you. You are the eldest daughter of Minister Faith.
Yes, I am. Bless God for you, woman of God. Thank you so much for having her, and what a mighty show you have.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We're honored to have you on the line with us. You know, you are a powerful woman of God. You know, God said our seed to be blessed, our children and our children's children. He's going to bless her. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This woman of God that's calling from Austin, Texas. Oh, we bless you, the Father.
What a powerful revelation and a powerful show. Thank you so much for broadcasting such powerful shows that you have already, but having the woman of God, my mother, on. But I just look forward to so much more for you, even the more. And I speak back into your life that God will continue to take the show higher. And anything we can do to continue to support, we will be there in the name of Jesus. I have a company as well. I'll be sending over the information, and we're going to go ahead and do some things for you guys. So we're excited.
Well, bless you. Wow. Well, you know what? We'd like to tell everybody in Radio Land that this is something that the Lord has done. This is so cool, as she said earlier. This is not my doing. This is divine connection. And I tell you, years ago, Minister Faith has been in ministry over 35 years. You know, we couldn't even buy ads. Black folks couldn't even buy no airtime. Okay, who wants to hear us? But the Lord has opened up some doors,
I tell you.
And you can go back on the archives. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Destiny Ministry.
Yes.
Click on my name, and you can scroll down and hear this message in its entirety again. I tell you, this is a message that the world, these are the kind of messages need to be on TBN. These are the kind of messages ought to be on the Word Network. These are the kind of messages.
Come on, woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This ain't about no sowing a seed for a house. Sowing a seed for a house.
Come on.
If you believe God's word, hallelujah, your seed is mighty in the land. You can prophesy to that seed whatever you want it to be in your life. Oh, I tell you, God got some hidden treasures.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the faith was a hidden treasure that the Lord, hallelujah, revealed and opened up that treasure to me on Saturday of last week. And I tell you, she'll never leave out of my life because we connected. Hey,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. For one thing, you look like my Aunt Bobby. The kids say, Ma, she look like Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just so honored. Thank you, Faith, for joining us on today. We're going to go to the other caller. I have another caller at area code 540, and the last numbers is 4038. Can you greet us, caller? 540 is your area code, and that's 4038. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well,
hello.
Can you tell me who you are?
Yes, my name is Cheryl Robinson, and I'm part of the ministry with Minister Spate, Pastor Spate. And I'm just
everybody
listening.
Everybody on the line today is just about, I better get to some of my calls.
And I was just really so inspired. In fact, I'm inspired every time I hear her. She's just got a right now word every time I hear her. And God has just really used this woman of God. I mean, he's taken the coal from the altar and just touched her mouth, and she just has a right now word. And I just bless God for having her here, where everybody, where, you know, different ones could hear her again today. And I just thank God for speaking through her about the, like you said, the territorial warfare. And
hold what you're saying, Sister Robinson.
I'm sorry.
Angela's coming.
I'm sorry.
Work in your hair salon. Can you mute your phone until I get to you? I hear your customers in the background. Evangelist coming. Mute your phone until I get to you. Amen.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sister Robinson.
Oh, okay. And so basically the warfare in the territorial warfare, and how we have to be sober and vigilant, and how we need to fast and pray. And basically, it's just a right now word that the church needs to hear, and I'm just proud to be a part of her ministry.
Amen.
Proud to know her.
Amen. Well, we thank you for tuning in, and don't be a stranger. Well, you won't be a stranger because I'll get a chance to meet all of the partners that labor in the gospel with Minister Spate. I'm looking to look for. We right here in California, honey. I love traveling by myself anyway, but I got some soldiers to come with me. But we're looking forward to meeting you all, and anything, again, we can do to be a support, we are here. We are here for each other. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We're going to area code 832. That's, again, out of Texas. The last four of your number is 5722. Can you greet us? Caller, if you're still on the line, area code 832. 5722 is your last four digits.
Hi.
Okay. Let's go to that same area code again. 832, and the last four of your number is 8068. Can you greet us if you're on the line? Okay, I think I see Minister, I think I see Sister Millie, area code 404. The last four of your number is 4739. Are you yet with us? Okay, well, let's go to Evangelist Lucilla Williams. Evangelist Williams?
Could you give me a house shoe?
Lucilla? Okay, Evangelist Cummins, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
She's another prayer warrior out of Los Angeles, California. She's been interceding and have been the overseer of Noonday Prayer for over 30-some-odd years. I love her, and she's right there in Los Angeles. So, Evangelist Cummins, God bless you.
I know this was of God, Evangelist Bernard. I know this was of God. I hadn't been feeling well in my body, and I have to take medication. And I said today, I said, I'm going to fast today.
Hey.
I said, I'm going to push back. I'm not going to take no medication or nothing. I'm going to fast today. Until I tell you, I received a word from the Lord, and I'm just so blessed. I'm telling you, I'm blessed of that woman of God. She is anointed. I listened to the whole thing, and I was so blessed for all the information concerning God and his people and what's good for us. And I'm telling you, I'm going to try that 21-day fast.
Yeah.
If the Lord can help me, I'm going to put aside and try. So God bless you all that are listening. And I know that everyone that heard today and that I said, Lord, just put a special blessing upon the hearers and the receivers and the one that brought the message today, put a special blessing upon them in Jesus' name.
Ah, glory to God. I tell you this I hate to even get out. You know, when the Lord comes in, like he has done today. You don't want to leave out his presence. You know when you're in a church building and the presence of the Lord just comes
and
you know the place is just saturated with his presence and his praise and his worship. You know you sometimes afraid to even leave out his presence. And I tell you, that's what I'm feeling today. When the presence of the Lord is there, and when God, you know when God has spoken. See, because God's language is not like our language. His language is different. And I'm going to tell you, then I thought, yes, Lord. And I tell you, I've been 4 days into this 21-day fast, and this morning I just felt, I felt like I had ate a holiday dinner.
Yeah.
I felt when I woke up this morning, I felt like I had feasted on some But I got into this word, and I began to intercede and pray for this prayer line on today because I was so excited about this woman of God. I could the words to get here. And I tell you tomorrow,
she said that she went on that fast and she got off the high blood pressure pill.
He's going to be bringing the word on tomorrow.
We want to do that. We want to eat everything and then, you understand, and then take the pills.
Can you move your phone?
So I'm excited about what God is doing. God, minister, if I was able to touch you today, I tell you, you have I had to charge up my phone the enemy was trying to cause his phone to go out. But you know what? Hey, the devil is alive.
Yes, he is. The blood of Jesus.
He has had a time on this broadcast today, and I tell you, I am excited about what God is doing. I'm going to go to my sister Dawn before I get it back into the hands of our speaker on today for her last remarks, and I'm going to ask her to close out the line with prayer, but I'm going to give you a few announcements before then. Dawn, praise the Lord. Are you able to say anything? Okay, that's my sister. She lives in Irving, Texas, my oldest sister. And I do want to apologize to you all for yesterday's interruption. Evangelist Drusilla Williams was standing in my stead co-hosting because I had an appointment on yesterday, and she was having some problems with her phone and the switchboard. So you know when the overseer is away, then that's when that enemy try to come in like a flood. But hallelujah, I told the enemy yesterday, that's all right. We're going to close out this week with a bang. And what does bang mean? Believe and never give up. Because guess what? I'm here. I'm here every day until God assign me to something else. Amen. So we want you to get ready for January the 19th. I'm asking all the women of God that can to meet us in Elk Grove, California at the third annual prayer conference with Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. It will be held in Elk Grove, California, and there also will be a luncheon. Now, she told us it'll be from 9 a.m. until about 2 o'clock p.m. That speaker is Pastor Brenda James out of Richmond, California. So she said that first hour or two, we're just going to be interceding and praying, so don't come all dressed up in your minks and all that. If you bring all of that with you, change that after that first or that second hour of intercessory prayer. So she said, expect to come and get ugly for the Lord. Amen. He wants you to mark your calendars for that. That's January the 19th. And don't forget in April, April 11th through the 13th will be one of my favorite bishops in the whole wide world. It's going to be here in Menlo, California, at Dr. Oh, God, I bless you today. I done forgot the name already. It just left me, but that's all right. We'll get it back. Sister Pettis is hosting this jubilee, and this is their 50th year celebration of their church celebration where this ministry has gone. You know, that's a milestone to celebrate 50 years. So it's their year of jubilee. And Bishop Leo Lewis will be there April 11th through the 13th. On the 13th, they will be hosting a prayer breakfast, and it's going to be where there will be some interceding, some prayer warriors. And Bishop Lewis, he is a prayer warrior. He believes in prayer. Amen. And he's a man of fasting. So mark your calendars for that event also. So we're going to go back, and we want Prophetess Faith to tell you a little something about her ministry and give you the call-in numbers. I was on her line on Monday, I tell you, and the enemy was having her drifting in and out. But we still heard some of that word, Minister Faith. So we bless the Lord for what our ears have heard today. Hide this word in your heart that you may not sin against God. And invite somebody to listen. Go back into the archive and listen to this message. We will download this message on a CD for you, and we will give you the details a little bit later in the month where you can get this CD and hear this woman of God again. So we're going back to Minister Faith, and we just thank the Lord for you, woman of God, today. I tell you, you have blessed my heart. You have enriched my life. I tell you, I feel like I could run through troops right now.
Hey, I'm in agreement. I feel the same. Y'all see, y'all don't understand that when the speaker gives out, they get blessed too. Hallelujah. I'm enriched with the fellowship of the saints. Glory to God. Just receiving the revelation of God's word. And I'm honored and I'm blessed by everyone that has given a greeting to everyone today. I'm just so blessed as well. I can say fellowshipping with you all today has made me love my Lord even more. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But truly, let this word hide in your heart. Keep it dear to you. Are you still there? Everyone still there?
Yes,
amen. Keep it near to your heart. Hallelujah. And call to remembrance of this word. Hallelujah. Just one thought away. Glory to God. God said he know your thoughts are far off. So when you think a thing, think toward him. That's why he tells us to think on things that are good.
Hallelujah.
Perfect, lovely, and good report. Because he's just one thought away. Hallelujah. He said, he know our thoughts are far off. So think toward, Lord, it's my will to fast. And I agree with the woman of God. I'm going to do this 21-day fast. Hallelujah. I agree with that word. And we set ourselves in agreement that destiny protectors, glory to God, hallelujah, will seek to be a part of that. Those that can come in and join, let's do that, be a part of it. Amen and amen to be a part of the 21-day fast. Amen. Well, the ministry of Prayer Mountain, hallelujah, I won't be long. It's called Prayer Mountain International Ministries, which is a branch from the Corporation of San Diego for Jesus Prayer Mountain. And when I left San Diego 2 years ago, in obedience to God, after being there 30 years, he changed me to this territory. He told me to operate as Prayer Mountain International Ministries because I was no longer covering San Diego. I believe that the vast prayer, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, is operating on our lives in 2013. Amen. But recall, our mandate is to call God's people to prayer. And like she said, mobilize a prayer army of effective overcoming saints in their territories. Amen. And their territories. Virginia spoke today. Napa, one lady, a friend of mine from Napa. You have Texas. You have Mississippi. All where you all are from, raising up skillful intercessors in those regions. Amen. To be a part and protect the destiny, just as we're protecting, be a prayer covering for Prophetess Adrienne Bernard and her ministry and those that are fellowshipping, even part of this Jubilee, agreeing with intercessors. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to protect one another. Enough is enough. The devil to come in, kill, steal, and destroy, and isolated us, separated, but that's over because we're mobilizing a people and one heart with the whole body throughout the territories. Where our meetings, I have a Monday night family, we call family restoration, where we're praying for restoration to be restored. Glory to God on Monday at 6 p.m. California time. All this is on my timeline. You may find me on Facebook under Minister Patricia Spates. Minister Patricia Spates. My last name is spelled S as in Sam, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, E as in Evelyn, S as in Sam. Minister Patricia Spates, and you'll find all the flyers and advertisers that we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Transforming and healing for forgiveness in the body of Christ. That's Monday night. The family restoration prayer is at 6 p.m. California time, and then the other time zones are on there. Tuesday night is a special night also, Art of Intercession with the Holy Spirit. God said to reintroduce my spirit to my people. So that's what we do on Tuesday night, and it's been awesome, 100 and reasons why we would pray in the spirit. We've had an awesome time. But last night he shifted and said, teach him about the blood. So we did that. Wednesday night, we call it a day of rest. Amen. Where we allow the saints to rest. God rested. But I also teach a Wednesday night Kairos Training Center class, course of art intercession for a training for a prophetic school on Wednesday. That information information also on the line. You can enroll if the Lord speaks to you all. But just go on the timeline. Thursday night is our prayer of over our community and our nation, where we're decreeing and declaring, praying for our president or our leaders and our territories. Amen. That's Thursday night, same time for all the services. Friday night is the only different time. It's Global Watch Night. Intercessory prayer, where we're watching from 9 p.m. to midnight, California time. And I tell them, bring your water bottle, hallelujah, bring your pillow, just like you at church, hallelujah, on Global Watch Night. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Bring your water bottle. Bring your pillow. Hallelujah. We're going to watch in the spirit. And there's a woman of God, Sister Terrell Cage, is working alongside of me on Friday nights. And I tell you, saints, she's teaching a revelation about watching that you never thought that watching was a lifestyle. Watching, we relate it to just prayer. No, it is a lifestyle. So we've been blessed. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. California time, 9 a.m. in the morning, is the Lord's Church of Restoration by phone. And God is moving and doing many healings. We take, matter of fact, for 2 weeks now, and I'm going to continue, we're preaching on inner healing. Glory to God. We need to deal with the inner stuff that's going on. He desires truth in our inner parts. So I bless you all today. Go on my timeline. If you're not a part of the Facebook friends, pull me up. Hallelujah. Minister Patricia Spates. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And befriend me. Let me know you were with Pastor Adrian today, because we're covenant now. Hallelujah. Woman of God in Los Angeles, we're covenant now. Woman of God of Elk Grove, we're covenant now. We're all going to get together. Hallelujah. And do a move of God, add to each other's lives. But I bless you today. Hallelujah. May you be enriched with the word of God. As the woman of God said, may you hide this word in your heart. How King David said it, how thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I do love you, hallelujah. Seek his face, seek his, not his hand. Seek ye first the kingdom. Yes. God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Get ready. The listeners on this line, and you're obedient. Glory to God. God has not changed his mind. Hallelujah. He's pouring out his anointing of strength and wisdom and encouragement upon you. Even the woman of God that oversees the line. Glory to God. God's about to do some good, great things. Hallelujah. God's about to move you into a new direction. Hallelujah. New level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to, he's about to add to you. Hallelujah. He's not subtracting it. And the subtraction season is over. The subtraction is over. Glory to God. Multiply, increase, overflow in the name of Jesus. New doors. Glory to God. New doors are opening for this ministry, Pastor Adrian. New doors. Resha, Komanda, Resha Tendo, Resha Tai. And I tell you, all those that will be faithful with the move of God and with the anointed ones of God in this hour, I tell you, you all will be blessed abundantly. I hear, don't break weights. You'll see the manifestation of the blessing of the Lord rewarding your obedience in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Can you give us that number, Minister Spence, to the
family? Oh, yes, I apologize. The time, the call-in access number is 916-233-2999. That's the call prayer number. 916-233-2999. And the access number is 893030. And just come and push pound, come on in. And the time frame is 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Mountain time, 8 p.m. Central time, and 9 p.m. Eastern time. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, we like to thank each and every one of our first-time listeners on today. And we really just, you know, I really don't even have the vocabulary to express the sentiments of my heart with having this awesome woman of God to share her time with us on today. Ministry is about time. And you know, God's timing is different than our timing. But we thank God for her accepting the invite to come and minister the word of God with us today. And I tell you, our hearts are still happy and rejoicing. So we want you to tune in tomorrow and also on Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time to hear this man of God on tomorrow. And we're going to end the week with Prophetess Harrison. So we look forward to the fellowship. We look forward to you all coming back on the line and fellowshipping with us today. And I tell you, if you ever want to hear a word, tune in to Minister Faith's prayer line. And I tell you, you will be encouraged and you will be inspired and know that the hope of glory is still relevant in our lives today. So I thank God for what we have done today, and I thank God for your daughter, your eldest daughter, being on the line with us, and those that are co-laboring in the gospel with you. We praise God for these mighty women of God. Amen. So we're going to ask Minister Faith to close out with a prayer, and then we're going to close out with a song. We're on recording time now. But what I love about this, you can hear the whole message, all of those that have given remarks and have said something about the woman of God, and all praises we know go to God because God alone gets the glory. So we thank God for you. You can go back into the archives and listen to this message again in its entirety. God bless you. And those that were on the chat room, Rain Allen, another minister that is a part of Minister Faith Ministry. She was in the chat room with us today. And our other visitors that visit in the chat room, we thank God for you. Keep us in your prayers. God bless you. We're going back to Minister Faith.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I decree the word of the Lord over you. Hallelujah. It's not only just what we call the benediction when we leave the church. It is a blessing. It is called a blessing. And the scripture says the blessing of the Lord make rich, and God adds no sorrow. But also the Lord, may the Lord bless you all. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you all on this line in the chat rooms. Hallelujah. And be gracious to you. That the Lord will lift his countenance upon you. That the Lord will prosper your hand in all that you put your hand to. And that he will give you peace. Oh, God, hallelujah, because, Father, you said you know the plans that you have for us. Declares the Lord, the plans of good and not evil, not to harm us, but plans to give us a hope in the future. And, Father, we give all glory to you and what you have done through us today on this line, and we thank you. Now, when you pour forth your own, you go before us. Go before us and perfect the things that concerneth us. And we will give you the glory because we choose to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, amen. And we're going to close with that song that Minister Faith loves. And that
amen.
Is, I choose to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, that should be our motive for everything to worship the Lord. So God bless your heart. We love you with the love of Christ, and we'll see you on tomorrow. Now I'm trying to find the song. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Here it is. God bless you. We love you.
We love you.
For so long, I was. So long, I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passions so quiet in me, so still in me. Can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is overflowing with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you. Worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on. It's got a made up mind. Come on to bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for small moments with thee. I
somebody that Jesus saved, do the utmost. Have a beautiful and glorious day. Love you with the love of God.